Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today on CityCast Houston, we have a Texas breakfast lovers debate. Is it called a pig in a blanket, a klobasnik, or a kolache? Either way, these doughy, goodness-filled breakfast treats are delicious. In honor of National Pig in a Blanket Day, we're playing back an episode with Houston food content creator Sean the Food Sheep on the best spots for one of our most iconic breakfast items. It's Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Raheel Ramzan Ali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Sean, welcome back into CityCast Houston. How are you?
It's good to be back, man. It's been a couple months, but I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about the topic we have today.
Absolutely. Kolaches. Everyone loves a good kolache around the city of Houston. But before we get to your list of some of the best places to try, I think we've been doing it all wrong, and I always get called out for this. What we're calling a kolache isn't actually a kolache, right?
Oh, yeah, you're 100% right. And I learned this the hard way as well. I had a viral TikTok go viral on a kolache shop, and I was just getting roasted in the comments because everybody's like, that's not a kolache. That's not a kolache.
Yeah, so a kolache is actually something that is fruit-filled or cheese-filled, right? And then anything that has like a pig in a blanket, a sausage, all the traditional things that we've been calling kolaches, they're actually called klobasniks, right?
Yeah. It's a klobasnik. I don't even know how to pronounce it. But yeah, kolaches are with milk, are with fruits and cheeses, and klobasniks are with like meats and vegetables. Again, butchering the pronunciation. I always butcher stuff. But you know, I think it's pretty awesome because in Texas, like, you know, we have a lot of immigrants from Czechoslovakia. They came over in the 1800s, and kolaches are such a big part of their culture. You know, they're made with that sweet yeast dough. They're hollowed in the center. You got that fruit inside, and it's just the stuff that I think most of us are used to. I just call them Texas kolaches at this point. Yeah. You know, it just I don't like to make it too complicated. I mispronounce stuff all the time, so I'm just gonna call it Texas kolaches, because that jalapeno, that sausage, that cheese, you know, I feel like that's a very Texas thing.
Absolutely. So for the sake of this conversation, we're just going to call everything kolaches, okay? So write all your hate mail to the number or to the email in our show notes, and it's okay. Everyone take a deep breath. We're just going to call it kolaches, all right? So let's jump into it. First and foremost, I think this is a staple for any breakfast. A good fruit kolache. That's actually a kolache. Give me your best overall fruit kolache we have to try.
Okay, so there's this place called the Kolache Shop. So there's actually a lot of places named the Kolache Shop around the Houston have some version of it. The reason why I really like their fruit kolaches is because they do a wide variety of them, and they also kind of change their flavors with the season, right? So you know you're getting the real fresh stuff depending on the season that's changing. So they got an apple, apricot, blueberry, cherry, lemon, dewberry, peach, poppy seed, strawberry. I'm an apricot guy. You know, I would really recommend that. Pretty solid, and you know, you just can't go wrong with any of that.
I like a good fruit kolache with berries. I can't do the apple or apricots for some reason. To me, it has to be a berry. I don't know why.
You know, I've been seeing a lot of like different variations. Like I'm excited to get into the other areas too, because there's like so many crazy flavors out there. Like I've seen an apple pie kolache. I've seen people do like peach pie kolaches. Like I don't even know how they're doing like pie versions of a kolache. Like I've been wanting to see a lychee kolache. I wonder how a lychee kolache would do. But you know, just all this. I love all the fusionism that's going on out there. I just want to see more of it.
I like that. A lychee kolache would be so unique and so perfectly tart but sweet. Ooh, I like that one. All right, let's go to our best overall non-fruit. Okay, so this could include the cream cheese that we're used to, poppy seed, or any other pick that you have. What is your best overall non-fruit kolache?
All right, Raheel, I got a good spot for you. So I'm a Cypress guy. I'm in Northwest Houston, and this is my go-to spot. It's called Koala Kolache. And the reason why I love them, you are not going to find a spot with more non-fruit kolaches, like this much variety, than anywhere before. And this is what I'm talking about, getting some crazy flavors involved. You're talking cookie butter, fruity pebbles, birthday cake, maple bacon, mocha, Nutella, raspberry, black bean enchiladas, grilled cheese, spinach artichoke. I mean, they have all this crazy stuff that's going on. And I just think, like, if you go to Koala Kolache, you'll see what I mean. Their variety is on an insane level. Some stuff that, like, I've only been there a couple times, so I need to try more of their stuff. But if you haven't gone there, man, I think it's for their non-fruit stuff, it's incredible. And it's cool. I think they also have a second location that's just a vending machine. So it's like one of those places, like, where you click a button and it like heats it up and brings it out to you. So I think that's pretty cool as well. But Koala Kolache in Cyprus, it's in the Northwest. You're going to love it for a non-fruit kolache.
Wow. Cookie butter, Nutella, all the ingredients that you just mentioned. Do you have one that stands out for you?
You know, for me, I'm a birthday cake guy. I like I'm one of those people, you take me to an ice cream store, I'm getting birthday cake. And then I also like, I think cookie butter. I think cookie butter is like a little bit different. Like, I don't feel like you're going to get those. Like, when I go to food spots, I try to get the stuff that's different as possible that I can't get anywhere else. And I think that's what Koala Kolache does. You got to get that stuff that like you cannot get anywhere else.
Man, I kind of want to pause this interview right now and just go to Kolache's right now. Like, that sounds so good. I'm definitely hitting that spot up. Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. Okay, let's go to our next category. And this is one that I think is going to be hard to narrow down because there's just so many different shops and different options, but your best meat kolache.
Honestly, you just can't go wrong with so many options, but I'm going to say Cafeteria. It's an East downtown. The chef is actually, he's been on Food Network. He's been on these shows, Top Chef. He's been on Chopped. And this kind of stuff that he does is really interesting. But they have a beef pho kolache.
Mm.
It's like beef brisket. It's stewed in pho. And then it's wrapped in a milk roll. And it's served with some sriracha, some hoisin. And I just think that in terms of like best meat kolache, it's very unique. I'd say go to Cafeteria. That's spelled with the K. Cafeteria, and I'd say that is the thing to get, the beef pho kolache. And they also, I think they also mix it up. Like, I think I saw a crawfish inspired kolache as well on the menu, like if you're talking you know, maybe a few months ago. So they're always changing up their menu. One of the things I would recommend with this spot is try to order it like online, try to order in advance, because sometimes, like especially with some of these popular spots, it just might not be available. So I don't want y'all to get disappointed, but you know, just call in advance or order online.
Okay, beef pho kolache. I'm trying to imagine how this would taste. Is this a breakfast kolache or is this just a snack kolache during the day? Like, when do you eat it?
Honestly, I feel like you can eat it whenever, but I'm a kolache at breakfast always kind of guy. Like, I feel like with this one, you know, you can have kolaches at like 7, 8 a.m. I used to work in an office and they used to bring kolaches all the time, eat them at 8 a.m. I feel like a beef, like pho kolache is more of like an 11 a.m. type of vibe. You know, it's like, it's going to fill you up a little bit more. But yeah, I'd say 11 a.m. I'd say around lunchtime is the time to go.
See, I'm a road trip kolache kind of guy. Like, I don't normally go get kolaches on a normal day for me, for whatever reason, if I'm going anywhere that's maybe 45 minutes or more away, I have to have kolaches in the car. So yeah, that, I don't know, that a beef pho kolache as a snack on a road trip would be interesting.
So I haven't had the kolaches from Buc-ee's, but I don't know if you have, because like you said, you're a road trip guy. What do you think about their kolaches?
They're surprisingly good for a huge gas station that has so many moving parts and so many different things going on. Their kolaches are actually pretty good. Their cream cheese kolache is really good. They have a strawberry kolache that stands out. They're not like Hruska's on 71. If you ever go to Austin going 71, there's a legendary spot that everyone stops at, and they have a cream cheese kolache that is to die for. It's not that quality, but for what it is, it's Buc-ee's is huge. And there's, again, there's so many different things there. It's not a bad kolache.
Dude, I need to go to that spot. I've heard other people talk about it as well. It's called Hruska's, right? Yep. I'm adding it to the list.
Yeah, Hruska. It's great. And it used to be just a small little gas station, and it has blown up in the last 15 years to where it's like a huge Buc-ee's almost.
All right, I'm going.
I like it. You got to stop there. Okay, this category deserves its own category because of how popular it is. The sausage and cheese, right? It could be a jalapeno sausage and cheese. It can just be a normal sausage and cheese. What is your best sausage and cheese kolache in the city of Houston?
Okay, so this one might get me in a little bit of trouble, but I've been eating it ever since I was young. I got to go with Shipley's. And again, I'm spicing it up. I'm going for a chain. I'm giving a chain out there. But I've been eating it my entire life, and I feel like a Shipley's kolache is always all reliable. Like you ever wake up like on a Sunday morning, you know, you just want to go there. You get yourself a donut, then you get yourself one of those kolaches, and it's just like it's one of those things. I've just been going for such a long time. You just can't go wrong with it, you know. And a lot of times, a lot of the locations I'm given, there's only one or a couple locations. So for a lot of people, it might be a 30-40 minute drive. But with Shipley's, you know, there's a Shipley's 2-3 minutes away from everybody. And I think Shipley's is from Houston, right? So we gotta represent. So I'm gonna say Shipley's.
I think Kolache Factory also gets lost in this because everyone wants to give such unique picks, right? But you're right, like Kolache Factory is also a good one where they have so many good kolaches, and there's one nearby. So I got to send some love to them as well.
Of course, of course. We got to get, you know, people hate on the chains, but, you know, I'm a chain guy. I like chains a lot of the times because it's very convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, this is the big one, okay? Best overall kolache. This can be a fruit kolache, cream cheese, a unique kolache. This is Sean the Food Sheep's kolache that you have to try, and this is number one in your hearts. What is it, Sean?
So there's a place called the Original Kolache Shop. It's on Telephone Road, Southeast Houston, and it is the best kolache shop you'll ever have in your life. Like, I kid you not, it's one of those places. Like I would put it on my death meal. That's how good of a place it is.
Wow.
It's a small shop. It was founded in 1956. It's been owned by three generations of families. And anytime you go there, I mean, it's just like packed. It's packed to the brim on the inside, like a very small shop. You're talking, you know, maybe less than 10, 15 people can fit in there. But genuinely the best kolaches I've ever had in my life. If they're not, you know, I always tell people, if it's not the best kolaches you've ever had in your life, you know, send me a mean message, you know, just, I give you permission to say something mean to me, or, you know, beat me with a stick or whatever, but I guarantee you it'll be the best ever. And what you got to get there, last time I went, which is their sausage, their sausage, cheese, and jalapeno, again, all reliable, but they have a roast beef. They have a roast beef, kolache that is insane. Whoa. And they have fajita kolache. So it's like they have a fajita beef kolache. Honestly, like I honestly think they're undercharging. Like I think they're charging $3.50 to $4.50 a kolache. If they charged it at $8 a kolache, I still think I would buy it. Like genuinely, it is the greatest kolache shop in all of Texas.
Wow! So you have to get Old Reliable, and you got to get the fajita kolache. What is it? What's inside of it?
It's just fajita beef in there. The meat is cooked just really well. It's jalapenos, a little bit of cheese. And weirdly, I thought I saw like some like red berries in there too. So it was a little bit different. Again, I would get that, and I would get the roast beef one. They have a pastrami one as well. It's just, you know, you would be crazy not to go there and get everything. Because I'm telling you, it's a far drive for me. So like, if you're coming for a far drive, just get 12. Just treat your whole family. Your family will love you forever.
I'd love that. Oh, that is so good. Okay, final thing on kolaches. Do you like them heated up or do you just like them room temperature?
That is tough. Ooh, that's actually really tough. But, you know, I'm going to say heated up. I think about when I grow up, got those Shipley kolaches. I put them in a microwave for about 20 seconds or like, I don't know. I like them heated up, and I'm one of those people, you know, I could eat it with some milk. I could also eat them with some milk. So that's the type of guy I am.
Interesting. Interesting.
What about you?
I like them heated up. I'm a heated up kind of guy. All my food has to be heated up. I don't know. I just can't do cold food. I've tried it before cold, but I need that warmth.
I get that. I'm 100% on board.
Man, Sean, these are some great recommendations. I can't wait to take the tour and enjoy all of these spots. Thank you so much for joining us. This was a great list. I can't wait to try them.
No, thank you so much for having me, Raheel. Really appreciate it, and you know, hope to be back.
That was Sean the Food Sheep. You can follow him on social media with the links in our show notes, and you'll also find all of his recommendations right there. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. I can't say the word. Hold on. Klobosnik. Klobosnik.